AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Democratic governors met with President Biden today about steps that need to be taken since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. New York's Kathy Hochul suggesting federal facilities as abortion sites.
Veterans hospitals, military bases, and other places where the federal government controls the jurisdiction in some of the states that are hostile to women's rights.
In Florida, a law banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy went into effect today, the day after a judge called it a violation of the state constitution. The judge will sign his order blocking the law next Tuesday. AAA says 48 million people are traveling this 4th of July holiday weekend. Michael Yelverton flying from Newark to Houston, no matter the cost.
I like to travel every weekend, but unfortunately with inflation, it's kind of hard to do that. But it's good to see friends and family every once in a while, though, so I'm excited for the weekend.
Overall, travelers seem to be experiencing fewer delays and canceled flights than earlier in the week. FlightAware says there have been 844 flight delays, 77 cancellations in the U.S. WNBA star Brittany Griner was in a Russian court today, state-owned media quoting her, saying she didn't want to enter a plea at this time. Griner has been held for more than 4 months after being arrested at a Moscow airport. She's charged with possessing cannabis oil. Fewer than 1% of defendants in Russian courts are acquitted. Elizabeth Root is with the U.S. Embassy in Moscow.
I can assure you that the United States government, at the very highest levels, is working very hard to bring Ms. Griner, as well as all wrongfully detained U.S. citizens, safely home.
Griner's detention has been extended to December 20th. Ukrainian authorities say Russian missile attacks on residential buildings near the port city of Odessa have killed at least 21 people, including 2 children. This is AP News. A new survey finds a growing percentage of people calling abortion or women's rights top priorities for the government following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, especially among Democrats and those who support abortion access. Donna Warder has this.
The survey by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that 22% of adults in the U.S. name abortion or women's rights as one of up to 5 problems they want the government to work on. That's more than doubled since December. For women, 9% in December said abortion was a priority. Right before the ruling, it was 21%. And after the ruling, 37%.
Polls taken before last week's Supreme Court decision found a majority of those questioned favor abortion access, many also agreeing with some restrictions on abortions. The survey also found men mentioning abortion as a top issue went from 6% to 21% following the ruling. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.